It is the Breakfast Show on your radio here on a Friday morning. Good Friday, and maybe a little cold Friday right now. 37 degrees here in our listening area, but it's going to warm up, be close to 60 today. Be in the mid-60s tomorrow, and great weather for picking 35. And that's what we're talking about right now with Darren Milner from the Kosciuszko Tyler Partnership. Darren, thanks for coming in. And pick a 35. It's finally here.
It is. It's hard to believe. We've been talking about this for months, and tomorrow is the day. And we couldn't have asked for better weather. I mean, we'll take cool. We talked about that. We'll take cool weather any day over something real hot and rainy, but I think it's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, the people that go to garage sales, they don't care if it's cold. They'll be out at 4 o'clock in the morning setting up ready to go.
I'm going to tell you, we've talked about how many people in the last few months, you know, that have looked at post and called. And I'm telling you, we've gotten calls from places like Dyersburg, Tennessee, Florence, Alabama, Crystal Springs, Madison, Louisiana. So it's really just a mix of people from all over. It's not just in central Mississippi, but I hope everybody's ready because I think you're right. I think people are going to be out early and they're going to be shopping, and it's going to be just a family fun, I think, experience. And we do hope everybody comes out and has a great time.
Yeah, so you can start in Vaden or Walnut Grove or start in Kosciuszko and go both.
You know, that's probably been the biggest question, you know, of anybody that's called. It's kind of, you know, where do I start? And it really depends on where you're coming from. You know, if you can start at 55, Interstate 55, and start right there at Vaden with Whitney's, kind of work your way down to 51. And don't forget, you got some sales down 51 with Prissy Hen and a few others right in there. So stop in there, work your way down to Carmack, down into Carthage. One thing about Kosciuszko, once you get into Kosciuszko, come on down into downtown because we got the pop-up flea market coming on. I think we've got 14 or so that will be set up there tomorrow in the big parking lot like we normally do. There'll be some signs out today, so you'll see that. And just kind of work your way on down 35, see Mark Suggett and his gang down there. He'll have
it's like a circus down there.
When you see 200 cars on the side of the road, just go ahead and start slowing down. Yeah, and make your way to Carthage. But if you're coming from the south, like I told a lady yesterday from Madison, you know, hit 16, go across over to Carthage and hit that and work your way up. When you get to 55, you can just turn around and go home.
I saw the map. There's even one as far south as Forest.
We did. We had a lady from Forest. You know, we've tried for a long time to really get Forest on board. It'd be great to say 55 to 20. But we just haven't had much success on doing that. But we had a girl down there. And look, there will probably be some sales going on in Forest, you know, because just even though you may not see the picking 35 sign, there's going to be other yard sales. I bet you're going to see 100-plus sales tomorrow. So, but, yeah, you can go all the way to Forest. If you want to travel all the way 35 to 20, you're probably going to find some things down there as well.
Yeah, and
it's going to be fun.
It's just going to be as we've been talking about, it's going to be packed out because you got so much going on with Easter, with folks coming into town. You got passion play going on. You got the guitar night tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. So hey, nobody can say they don't have something to do this weekend going on, especially in Kosciuszko. You'll have something to do all weekend long. And we were glad that the passion play started last night and it'll be going through Saturday. And we, you know, hope everybody comes in and stays. But, yeah, we had, questioned a month or so ago about Easter, and I thought, you know, a lot of people, they stay in town. They don't go out of town. But we've had so many people that are going to be traveling here, I don't think it affected anybody. I just, you know, we hope that everybody who has a sale going on, that you are ready early because I think they're going to be out and about. And then we'll have Leah Robinson, our Main Street director, she'll have a kind of a hospitality booth downtown in front of the KAP office. So stop there. You can pick up a map there. You can certainly get you one out of the Star Herald as well or go online and get it from kosciuszko.ms. But she'll have a hospitality booth. She'll have some giveaways, a few fun things there for anybody coming through and traveling. So stop in there in downtown. And again, we just want everybody to come out and have a safe day, but just a fun day at Picking 35.
Yeah, a lot of people come back into town, want to go to their home church for Easter. Mm-hmm. So you have people coming back into town that might be, I've been saying all along, might have to get away from the family because, you know, you get around family too much. You just got to get away for a little bit. So they might come in and get tired of each other here on Good Friday and then have to get out on the road tomorrow and hang out for Picket 35. But it's going to be going on I think the official time is from 7 to 3, but...
Yeah, 7 to 3-ish, you know, and we all know about rummage sales. I always laugh one time. I had a yard sale, and I got up that morning, I don't know, 5:30 or so, and I went out on the table, and there was some money laying on the table. And I thought, I don't know what they bought, but they were at least honest. They left some cash. So I would say, yeah, we normally say 7 o'clock, and it usually goes. We had some last year stay open until about 3. So, you know, some may close. And hey, if they sell out, they're going to close up. But most everybody will stay open, you know, at least till 1, 2 o'clock anyway. But usually 7 to 3. So, yeah, get out early and find those treasures quick, because I'm telling you, folks are going to pick them up and be gone.
I remember my mom and my grandmother would go. They'd get up, I mean, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to get these garage sales going on. So that's the kind of mentality you're going to be working with. But hopefully everyone's, nice, and you know, don't have any people fighting over Cabbage Patch dolls or anything like that.
No, it's, you know, and I the years of doing it and being part of that, I think it's been really good. You know, the biggest thing for people to do is really watch the highway, you know, because it is a lot of traffic on the road. You'll see some cars pulled over, and a lot of times what you'll do is when you pull out, the others are pulling out, and you'll just kind of see this line of cars going, and they'll stop at every sale, and everybody will pull over. But yeah, just kind of be mindful of the traffic tomorrow if you're coming down. You know, again, we can't stop the 18-wheelers, so you just got to watch. You know, they'll watch as well, but just be careful on Highway 35, because we do have some hills and hollows here in central Mississippi. So just be mindful and watch the trucks, watch getting out of your car. But yeah, it's always been really good. I don't think there's ever been any real issues. So yeah, just get out and kind of watch that traffic and be safe. And but hopefully it'll be a great day.
Darren Milner from the Kosciuszko Tyler Partnership, picking 35 is tomorrow, pretty much all day long. We'll just say all day, and it's going to be crowded, and it's going to be a hopefully feel like a return to normal.
That's right.
Kind of what we're saying. But Darren, we appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Appreciate you.